neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The importance of Eretz Yisrael, as it's brought that the Ribono Shel Olam always watches it. It says, Einei Hashem Bah Tamid, always watches Eretz Yisrael. So the quality that is brought beside Eretz Zabat Halav Udvash, the other qualities is that is a country of Chita. What is Chita means?
Wheat.
And Usora.
Barley.
Gefen.
And
Gefen is?
Wine.
Yeah, grapes. Yeah. Te'ena.
Figs.
And Rimon. Rimon is anar, it's pomegranate. So now, the tree of the pomegranate, what is called? The tree of the pomegranate.
It's Rimon.
The tree of pomegranate, so it's Rimon. And the tree of the fig, I'm sorry?
Fig tree.
Fig tree, very nice. And the tree of the grape?
Wine.
Wine tree?
Yes.
Wine tree?
Is it a tree?
No, in the term that is used in the Torah, it says gefen, but doesn't make sense. No? You noticed?
No. Say grapes.
You didn't notice? Why? Why is it like this? Is it a typo or is it? So what happened? Why is it like this? So now, let's say the pomegranate tree becomes dry. So what do you do with the tree?
Take it
up. Make a teva. Make a arona kodesh. Like it's a fig tree. It became dry. What do you do? Okay, you know, coffee table or fireplace. So now the grape tree became dry. What do you do with the tree? Say?
Nothing.
Well, what do you do?
The grape tree becomes dry?
Trash. So now here, there's a very beautiful message that Harabi Gered HaTiyul brings, that we have a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Gefen mimisraim tasiya. You heard about this pasuk? That is Mizmor? Mizmor? Chazaka Baruch. Mizmor 80. Mizmor 80. It says, Gefen mimisraim tasiya. What does it mean? Gefen came out of Misraim. What is that? What type of Gefen came out?
Not the same Gefen.
Am Yisrael. So Am Yisrael, they resemble to?
Gefen.
Very nice. So now here, if Am Yisrael, they resemble to? Gefen. So if the Gefen tree has fruits, so that means there's a use for it. But if it doesn't have fruit, what can you do with it? It's a trash. Yeah, so now here from the quality of Eretz Yisrael is teaching us that every Yehudi should understand, and every parent especially, that the only way that he's worth something, that his children, the people around him, they understand what their goal in life is. They have good grapes of, what do you call them? The good grapes?
The good crunchy ones.
Yeah, what's the name?
Shahani.
Shahani. The grape, you know what that is? Shahani? Yes. They have nice Baal Midot, they have manners, they have Yirat Shamayim, the Tahor, the Kadosh. So then they accomplish the task. But Chas v'Shalom, if the fruit is not there or is rotten, then the tree is no use for it. So that's why here Hazan Shah is informing us that don't forget you're a geffen. If you have fruit, you have some value. But if there's no fruit, Chas v'Shalom, there's nothing to talk about. Hashem is like, you know, that all the fruits, Maasei Yadenu.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.